Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Hey, this is Dr. John talking to you live from Pearl River on my beautiful porch, looking over beautiful God's creation. And nice cool day, nice breeze coming in. So it's a blessing to be able to talk to you and explain a little bit and talk to you a little bit about the Apostle Paul and explain the Apostle Paul. And we're going to go over a few things. He was one of 12 and how he exercised his office, and other things like that. Well, there's other apostles mentioned, and there are 11 other apostles. And let's go over that first. Let's go to, let's see, let me get there. What? Oh, I'm sorry. That was the wrong one. There we go. Well, the word apostle is used 80 times in the New Testament. And the first time the apostle, the word apostle is used is in Matthew 10:2. And so we'll read there. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is named Peter. And he really, later he got tagged as the Pope, which is a misnomer. And Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, they were the sons of thunder, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, I don't know if that's correct in the pronunciation, whose surname was Thaddeus, which is easier to say, Simon, Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, but into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go ye rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So when the apostles were first sent out, they were sent out to the house of Israel and not to the Gentiles. And so let's see how this progressed in the in the lives of these apostles. Well, as we get an idea right here, we get information that Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus Christ. Well, he was scratched out. Now, there was another guy that was elected by the other apostles and disciples as to take Judas's place, and they prayed about it and everything else, and they selected Matthias. Now, we don't hear anything more about him, but that doesn't mean he didn't do anything. Like this, I was talking to this brother about beginning a ministry, a church, and he says, well, whether God calls you or not, if you go and lead a lot of people to the Lord and successful at starting a church, I don't think God's going to hold it against you. So Matthias, even though we don't hear a lot about the other apostles, a lot of them, but God knows them, and God knows what they did. So Matthias was chosen by the apostles and disciples, Judas's place. But as we learn later on in the scriptures, that Paul the apostle was numbered in the 12, and we can see that most of the New Testament was about Paul the apostle. In the book of Acts of Apostles, he is mostly mentioned. In the book of the New Testament, the canonized scriptures are about Paul the apostles, those that he wrote. And then I want to show you the last usage of the word apostle in the New Testament, and we see how they end up. It's in Revelations 21:14, and it says there, and the wall of the city, this is the city of Jerusalem, had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So here we have the results. This is the new city. This is after the millennial. This is after the tribulation. This is after the seven-year tribulation that we're extricated out of, or caught up out of this world for God to pour his judgment out of Satan and his followers. And this is after the thousand-year millennial, and this is during the Jerusalem, during the time of the new city and everything, the foundations of them, of the apostles, were established in the new city. So there's a lot of honor given to these apostles and the work and the effort that they did to promote what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, well, his whole life. The whole plan of God was, salvation plan of God was exemplified in the birth of Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus Christ, the burial of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the promotion of that is what they're being honored or recognized for in the new Jerusalem. So there's profit in all labor, especially in the labor of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, let's see what else we got here. An apostle. What's the meaning of an apostle? Well, the meaning is that he's a delegate, specifically an ambassador of the gospel. So we've got, our country's got ambassadors all over the world that represent our leadership in these different countries all over the world, and that man or woman represents the country and is a communication of the country of the United States to these different different countries around the world. Well, that's what an apostle is. He's an ambassador. He's an ambassador to the different countries and different areas of the world, and so that he represents Jesus Christ and his message and his life and his ministry to the world. So that's a lot of responsibility, a lot of responsibility. Now, you don't have to be an apostle. Now, what makes an apostle? An apostle is one that saw Jesus Christ alive and was given gifts of miracles and proved it by his ministry, his success in his ministry. So those three things. Now, nobody has, Jesus is in heaven now. Nobody has seen Jesus alive. We're communicating with Jesus spiritually through the Holy Spirit, but not as Paul the Apostle and the other apostles seen. So today there's no apostles as per se, strictly, but we are all ambassadors for Jesus Christ. When we tell others about his ministry here on this earth, we represent the message and the life of Jesus Christ on this earth. So be mindful of that in your walk and who you represent and who you are speaking for. We are officially, or the apostle was officially, a commissioner of Christ, set apart, that is, to send out on a mission. And so now that we've been born again, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, we have the mission of the gospel. That's what we owe everybody, and that's what we ought to owe only everybody, is the gospel. Give them, share the gospel to them. Okay, the apostle is explained a lot in the Acts of the Apostles, in the book of Acts, and we see it used a lot of times in the book of Acts. Let's see. The apostle, here we go. And the one that's used, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29 times the word apostle is used in the book of Acts, and it's 80 times it's used in the Bible. So it's over a third of the times that the word apostle is used. It's used in the book of Acts. Well, it's even called Acts. It's called the Acts of the Apostles. So we can see their efforts. We can see their success. We can see their struggles that they had in the book of Acts. But we also see, and you can look there and see what they did. They organized. When there was dispute, the apostles resolved the disputes. When they were sent out, the apostles sent them out, or they went out to spread the gospel to different locations. They took care of the message being spread throughout all the world. Now, look at Romans chapter 1, and that's where we're going with this. Paul, a servant, a slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. So Jesus Christ called him to be an apostle. Now, it says in Ephesians that, Ephesians 4:11. And this is Jesus, what they said about Jesus. And he gave some apostles, that's what Jesus did, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. So these are gifts and positions to spread the gospel, to be a representative of the gospel, to be able to communicate to other people effectively and efficaciously the gospel of Jesus Christ so others will believe. And God will put these people in position so that they will be able to use their gifts for the gospel to be effective and be used to save people, to encourage people, to develop people in the ministry, and to strengthen people, to comfort people, to encourage people. So that's the main reason for the gifts of the people today. Now, their apostles, if you want to say an apostle, what they use for today, I would say they're mainly used. You could call them missionaries. We call them missionaries today. And you can argue with me. Then we have prophets. They're around. And I say those that are, you have to watch them. There's a lot of false prophets, so watch out for them. Then you have evangelists. They're going around spreading the word, and they could be called missionaries too. Pastors, they're encouraging local group of believers, and you got teachers explaining the word. So in Colossians 1, Timothy 1, 2 Timothy 1, Titus 1, Hebrews 3, 1 Peter 1, 2 Peter 1, are all these apostles, like Peter and Paul, introduce themselves mainly as apostles to make sure that you understand their position and where they're coming from. So that's a little bit about Paul the Apostle, the position, and if we can help you out further understanding that or to know the gospel better, my gift is a teacher. So my name is Brother John. You can contact me by wsm217@gmail.com. wsm217@gmail.com. God bless you.